Feldman spoke last week about the sugya of Chacham Shehitir, and he touched very, very, very lightly on what's very important from that sugya, which is about Safek Darabanan Lekula. So I just wanted to elaborate on some of the important and interesting concepts that come out of the din Safek Darabanan Lekula, and we'll rely on what he told us about Chacham Shehitir, that was good enough. So let's begin like this. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos Shorash Aleph as follows: Ki kol masha tzivanu chachamim lasoso, anything that Chazal, any rabbinic enactment, v'chol masha his hironami menu, anything, any isur derabanan, any mitzvah derabanan, kvar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom b'Sinai. All of those already came from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Aye, they were only instituted later on in the generation. Aye, the gzeir of bishalakim, the gzeir of pasakim only happened much later on. V'u'amru al piyatara asher yerucha. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us about it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, al piyatara asher yerucha, there's going to be a Torah that they are going to teach you. What does it mean, asher yerucha, that they will teach you? Means that's included in the Torah that's given at Har Sinai as well. Later on in the generations, when they make new gzeiras, new takanas, new isurim, that's all part of the Torah that I'm giving now. V'ziranu yizbarach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is giving you the tzivui now at Har Sinai, and may avar davar mikal ma shetiknu oso ogazir v'amar lo sasr. So that's all part, that's all encompassed in the isur of lo sasr, min adavar asher yagidu l'cha yamnu smol, that you're not allowed to violate any isur d'rabbanan, even though it came many generations later, still that's part of the original isur in the Torah. And so to the Rambam writes in Uchaz Mamrim, a very famous Rambam, Bezdin HaGadol Shebei Rishalayim, Heim Ikra Torah Shebal Peh. The Bezdin HaGadol that's in Rishalayim, they are the main focus of Torah Shebal Peh. Veheim Amudei HaHora, Omehem Chokum Mishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. And from them are the ones who give off all the halachas. Ve'aleim Hevticha HaTorah Shenemar Api HaTorah Sher Yerucha. They are the ones that the Torah is referring to. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, Api HaTorah Sher Yerucha, that's referring to the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin in your generation. Zoom it's a say, call me Shayna Osa Karaosan, says the Rambam. Anyone who doesn't listen to the Takanas Chachamim, over below Sase, Shanamar Losasa Mikala Devar Shir Gidulcha Yamnismo. Okay, so that's what the Rambam's opinion is, famous Shita the Rambam, that any din derabanan really is included in the original din of Losasa. It's already included in the din of Asher Yerucha, and therefore if you violate a din derabanan, it's as if you're violating an Isser, a Lav de Araisa as well. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos famously disagrees with this Rambam, and he says, how could it be? What do you mean? If you mean to tell me that every derabanan is already a part of a din d'araisa of los aser, so then why does it make sense? Safek d'araisa l'chumra, safek d'araban l'kula, why should that be the case? If every din d'araban is really rooted in a din d'araisa, if every din d'araban already was told to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, because he said los aser min adavar, and that includes every din d'araban, then why do we find this difference? Why should it be that by a safek d'araban we're mekel, and by a safek d'araisa we're machmer? It should be the same. That's the kasha of the Ramban. Hakol masha amru chachamim hu bechlal lo sasar v'havi sveket daraisa. How can you ever have a safek derabanan lekula? What does that mean? Having safek derabanan in essence is really a safek daraisa, and that should be the chumra. That's the kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban hems and haws. He goes back and forth, and he doesn't like what the Rambam says. In the end, he says maybe he could say for the Rambam as follows: Ulay tisakish l'das haRambam. If you're pressing me to say a pshat in the Rambam, maybe he can say as follows: Ki masha amru bechal makom lahakol devei sofrim. How do you explain, even if you say that every din derabanan is included in the Isur of Lesasar, so how do you explain why Safek derabanan lekula? He says, "Hu b'mechila uvitnai me'itam sheim hisnu b'gzeiros usiyagim she'asu l'Torah." Meaning, when Chachamim came up with the Isur, or the din, or the mitzvah in the first place, they said, well, part of the way we're instituting this halacha is, you have to light Neiros Chanukah. Part of the original institution is, if you have a suffix, if you lay it near his Chanukah, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Meaning, so that was part of the original takana. It's not that, oh, if you're not sure, since it's only derabanan, you have a right to be mekel. No, says the Ramban. In order to explain, according to the Shitas HaRambam, why should we be mekel by a din derabanan if, in fact, every din derabanan is really rooted in a din deraisa of l'sasser, says the Ramban, the pshat, you have, really, this is like, it's innate. It's born into the original takana that Chazal made an isser, Chazal made a mitzvah. So part of the original takana was that if you have a suffig, you don't have to go ahead and do it again. That, says the Ramban, is the only way I could explain pshat. And he says, however, ve'ein elu dvarim hagunim v'lo shel ikar. He says, I don't agree with the Rambam. You have to say pshat like this, but he says, I don't really think it's the right pshat. And therefore the Ramban doesn't like it at all. So what you see here is very interesting. What's the reason for suffig derabanan kula? The simple reason is because, the Ramban says, because suffig derabanan, what are the consequences already? At worst, you'll only violate an issur derabanan, so therefore you have a right to be mekel. The Rambam says, no, every din derabanan is really a violation of a din daraisa in essence as well of lo sasser. So Kain asks the Ramban, how does the Rambam explain this din safa derabanan lekula? It should be the same as a daraisa, safa daraisa lechumra. Says the Ramban, no, the pshat you have to say in the Rambam is that it's as if the Chachamim put that into the original takana, put that into the original mitzvah, that it doesn't apply where you have a suffix. Okay? So now, do we have a right to rely on this din, suffix derabanan lekula, even lechatchila? This is a major question in the Acharonim. So let's begin like this. The Mechaber Paskins in Ilchus Tzitzis as follows. Malbushim sheim psuchim min atzadim ulamata. If you have a beged of tzitzis, so it's not of tzitzis, but you have a beged, and it's open from the bottom half on. V'yesh lahem dalet kamfos letzad amata. And now you put in, you have four corners on the bottom half of the beged. Ulamay lahem stumim, but the top, like nowadays, we have the tzitzis undershirts, right? So you have a lot of times the undershirt is sewed down some of the way. So why don't they sew it down all the way? Teretz is, because that won't be a beged of tzitzis. You need to have dalet kamfos. So where is the cutoff? How far down is it allowed to be sewed? How far down does it have to be open? That's the question. So the Mechaber says as follows. If you have on the bottom half of the tzitzis that it's open, and the top half it's closed, which is the way we have it, imrubo sasum patur minat tzitzis, says the Mechaber. If most of the beged on the way down is closed up, is sewn together, then it's not chayim and tzitzis. Why? Because that's not called a beged of dalet kamfos. However, im ruba pasuach, if most of the beged is open, like the way they do the undershirt tzitzis now, that they leave most of it open, they just have part of it closed on the top, chayiv, then it's going to be chayiv and tzitzis. Now, says the Mechaber, im chetzio sasim v'chetzio pasuach, let's say I have half of it is closed and half of it is open, so what do I do now? So he says, matilin osa l'chumra, chayiv b'tzitzis. Then, lechumra, what can he do? We're not sure if it's a real beged or if it's not. So, lechumra, we're going to tell you, go ahead, tzitzis is mitzvah daraisa, may as well put the strings onto the beged. However, he says, we're not really sure if that's meikra din or if that's just a chumra. Because it's mechza al mechza, we're not sure if it's really a beged of tzitzis or not. Then the Mechaber says, ein yotzim bo b'shabbos. So even though we advise you to go put tzitzis on it, however, he says, you're not allowed to go and wear that beged of tzitzis on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham. Not only does the Mechaber mean you're not allowed to wear it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim d'Oraisa on Shabbos, because that would be a violation of Hotzah, as we know, if you're wearing tzitzis on the bottom of your beged, and the tzitzis really are not meaningful, the tzitzis are not, it's not really chayiv and tzitzis, you're wearing them anyway, so that would be a malach of Hotzah, because you're not being mekayem the mitzvah. That's a masui. That's the way the Mechaber paskins. So that's what the Magen Avraham says over here. Not only does the Shulchan Aruch say you're not allowed to wear this beged of tzitzis into the street, into a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, even a karmelis midrabanan, meaning, at worst, you're going to violate a Nisr Hotzah midrabanan on Shabbos if you wear these tzitzis outside. Still, says the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber would say in a case like that, one would not be allowed to wear the beged of tzitzis, which is a suffix if it's chayiv and tzitzis or not, because half of it is open and half of it is closed. Says the Mechaber, you wouldn't be allowed to wear that because it's a shayla of Hotzah. And the Magen Avraham adds, you wouldn't even be allowed to wear it in a karmelis midrabanan. Why not? Why not? Now, first of all, before you get into this, is a major problem. Because, let's say, take for example, you do a test case of this Magen Avraham. Let's say you have the Rif and the Rambam, some Rishonim hold, if you have a beged shal shar minim, it's not going to be chayv and tzitzis. Only a beged of certain minim, of wool and linen, that's the only one that's going to be chayv and tzitzis, like the whole sugya of kilayim. So if you have a beged of cotton, right? So a beged of cotton, really, meikra din according to some Rishonim, you're not chayv and tzitzis. So let's have a cotton beged. So we know, you put tzitzis on the beged anyway. What's the halacha? You allowed to wear that into Rosh Hashanah Rabim on Shabbos? I hope so. Why? I, the Rif and the Rambam hold, you're not allowed to, it's not chayv and tzitzis. So the pshat is, because Mamanav Shach, the way we understand it is like this. Once you put tzitzis on it, so we assume that you have to put tzitzis on it because safek deraisa lechumra. We don't know if the halacha is like the Rif and the Rambam, that only on these minim are you going to be chayv and tzitzis, or is the halacha like the other Rishonim that you're chayv on all minim. So safek deraisa lechumra dictates you have to put tzitzis onto the beged because we're not sure what the halacha is. Now, once you have tzitzis on the beged, we assume you're not violating a din of Hotzah b'Shabbos. I'm doing it because the Torah dictates safek deraisa lechumra. So I'm doing my mitzvah. That's why I'm not violation of the malach of Hotzah. So to over here, why should this case be any different? This is the kasha that the Acharonim has, this is the kasha Rabbi Akiva Eiger has there. He doesn't understand, what's the difference between this case and everything else? Why should that be so, that this case is a little bit different? Or you take, for example, if you have a beged, you're not sure if it has the right shear, you know, a beged has to be a certain size. So let's say you're not sure if the beged is the right size or not. So we say, you put tzitzis on l'chumah, we're not sure. So that beged, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, you're allowed to wear that into Rosh Hashanah. So why should this case be any different? So that's a major problem you have to deal with. You look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger there in Siman Yud, He tries to answer the kasha. But what you see from this, what's important for our discussion is, Magen Avraham says that not only are you not allowed to wear this beged of tzitzis in a Rishus Aram Deraisa, which would be a Shaila of Hotzah Deraisa, but even to go into a Karmelis Midrabanan also would not be allowed. I, Frakti Achronim, Safik Yerabanan Lakula. Safik Yerabanan Lakula, what's the problem? At worst, what are you going to violate? A Dindir Abanan Karmelis? Oh, no, Safik Yerabanan, you have a Safik, whether you're allowed to wear the tzitzis or not, Safik Yerabanan Lakula. No, says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to rely on a Safik Yerabanan Lechatchiva. So over here, what are you doing? You're putting on a beged of tzitzis. You're not sure if it's really chayv in tzitzis or not. So you're going to say, well, safik derabanan, what's the problem? If I go into a karmelis, why can't I wear it? The answer is no, you can't wear it. Why? Because you don't allow a safik derabanan lechatchila like this. That's what the chiddush of the Magen Avraham is. Now, you take another example. The Taz writes in Arachayim. What's the halacha? We know an onen is not allowed to say kriyashma, an onen is not allowed to learn Torah, an onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs, he can't do anything. What's the halacha if, let's say, you have somebody else who's going to take care of all the funeral arrangements? So that's a sveka de dina. That's a big suffix. Should we assume that now we restrict the laws on ninus from you? Because the whole reason for the laws of aninus is that you should be busy within mace. You should be busy taking care of the funeral arrangements. In this case, I don't have to take care of anything. Somebody else is taking care of it. I made somebody else is in charge of all the phone calls. Somebody else is in charge of paying all the money for the kvura and for the levaya and for everything. So what am I doing? So that's a shaila, whether you'd be allowed, whether we'd lift the dinim of anina person. So now, says the Taz, is such a person allowed to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema? Is such a person allowed to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema? So the Taz says, well, l'chara we should say, is a good argument. It's a safik derabanan, safik derabanan l'kula. Why? Because this din of aninas that an onin is not allowed to do any mitzvahs, that's a din derabanan. So if it's a din derabanan, over here you have a safik, whether or not you have a din onin, because there are other people who are taking care of the mace, so maybe we should say in a case like that, safik derabanan l'kula, go ahead and say Kriya Shema. And maybe you'll fulfill your mitzvah daraisa. No? Make sense? Anyone? No? So the Taz says you can't say such a thing. Why? The same way the Magen Avraham says you can't get involved in a safik derabana lekula lechatchila. So over here, you're an onin. You're not sure if you're an onin or not. So what, you're going to go ahead and rely on safik derabana lekula and lechatchila, go ahead and say the Kriya Shema? You're not allowed to do that. Maybe on the tzad that you're an onin, you don't have a right to do it. And therefore he says he can't get involved in a safik derabanan lechatchila. Now, the Prima Gadim points out there, maybe it will become clear in a second. Prima Gadim points out on that Magen Avraham Siman Yud, if it's not, just ask after this point. Prima Gadim says, well, l'chara, this is tali on a machlokes harishonim. Why? Because we all know the machlokes harishonim with regard to Svira Sa'omer. So Tosus has a Menachos Daf Samach Vav, a discussion, are you allowed to count Svira during Ben Hashmashas? Well, we know that Ben Hashmashas is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So Tosus says, well, nowadays that Sfiras Omer is only Dirabanan for whatever reason. So since Sfiras Omer is only Dirabanan, so go ahead and count during Ben Hashmashas. What do you lose? Safik Dirabanan Lakula. And the Ra'an Umsachim says, what do you mean? How can you say such a thing? Don't say Safik Dirabanan Lakula when you have an opportunity to actually count Sfira during Laila. If you're going to go in for surgery, you're not going to be able to, okay. But if you have a chance to count in another 20 minutes, why should you count now Ben Hashmashas? Tosus says, no, Safik Dirabanan Lakula, no problem. Zakta Prima Gadim, that would seem to be this very issue. Do you have a right to rely on a Safik Dirabanan Lakula Lichatchila? Tosus says, absolutely. Why? Because you're allowed to count Sfira during Ben Hashmashas. That's relying on Safik Dirabanan Lakula, even Lichatchila. However, the Ran disagrees. What's the Pshat in the Ran? The Pshat in the Ran is, why should you rely on Safik Dirabanan Lakula when you're talking about a situation of Lichatchila? There's not a Bidiyevid. You can only rely on Safik Dirabanan Lakula Bidiyevid and not Lichatchila. That's what the Ran says. So, the Acharonim say, not so simple. Prima Gadim thinks this is the Pshat in the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham is saying the same thing as what the Ran said. And Tosus wouldn't agree, because Tosus said you're allowed to count during Ben Hashmasha since Safik Derabanan Lakula. Not so fast. Why not so fast? Because the Stipler writes that there's a major difference, there's a major distinction between a Mitzvah Derabanan and an Isra Derabanan. He says as follows. When I have Safik Deraisa L'chumra, let's just say in a layman's terms, why do we say Safik Deraisa L'chumra? I'm not sure if this is Chazer. Why does the Torah say don't eat it? Pshat is, because let's say it's Chazer. Would you ever go, you pass by poison, the Chavos HaVavos gives the mashal, pass by poison, would you say, no, I'm not sure, well, I'm pretty hungry, may as well try it. Well, what's the consequence if you're wrong? You're going to die. So a person would never make such a silly cheshbon. So to over here, we assume, Safik Daraisa L'chumra means, an Issa Daraisa is like poison. And if I look at it like poison, of course I'm not going to get involved. If I'm not sure if it's Chazer, I'm going to eat the poison because I'm not sure. So therefore we assume Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Well, says the Stipler, when you come to an Issa D'Rabbanan, so we don't assume it's like super duper poison like an Issa D'Araisa, but a Safek Issa D'Rabbanan will still be some sort of poison. It's going to make you sick, right? It might not kill you, but it's going to make you sick. It's not so bad like an Issa D'Araisa, but it's pretty bad. So he says when you have a Safek on an Issa D'Rabbanan, you don't have a right to be Mekel L'Chatchila. However, when you have a suffix on a mitzvah derabanan, says the stipler, so we assume that Chazal were not mechayiv you to go ahead and perform a mitzvah derabanan b'makom suffix. That's the only time you have a right to be mekel. That's with regard to a mitzvah derabanan. With regard to an iser derabanan, that's a suffix poison also. And when it comes to suffix poison, you don't have a right to be mekel. That, says the stipler, is the answer. So what's the difference? So he says like this. When you come to our case, Magen Avraham says, you don't have a right to wear the tzitzis in a Rishus HaRabim Dirabanan. You don't have a right to wear the tzitzis in a Carmelis because we're afraid maybe you're going to violate the Isser of Hotzah Midirabanan on Shabbos. Aye, Safi Dirabanan Lekula. Says the Magen Avraham, you don't have a right to be Mekel on Safi Dirabanan Lekula Lechatchila. Why? Because think about it. What's that case? That case that the Magen Avraham is describing is a case of Isser Dirabanan. Maybe you're going to violate an Isser Dirabanan of carrying in a Carmelis. In a case like that, says the Magen Avraham, Taka, you're right. You're not allowed to rely on Safed Rabban Lakula and possibly violate an Issud Rabbanan. And that's the same in the case of the Taz, he explains. Because the case of the Taz is what? Case of the Taz is, you're an Onen, and you're not sure if you're really an Onen, so are you allowed to recite Kriyashma? Says the Taz, no. Why? Because there's an Isser on an Onen to violate the Dine Aninus. So once there's an Isser, you don't have a right to say, oh, Safed Rabban Lakula, violate the Isser. No, Safed Rabban Lakula Lechatchila, we wouldn't say with regard to an Issud Rabbanan. However, you come to our case, the discussion of Tosis and the Ran when we're talking about Sfiras HaOmer, what's that discussion? That's not the same. That discussion, says a stipler, is a discussion about a mitzvah bin Rabbanan. When we're talking about a mitzvah bin Rabbanan, you have a right to lie perhaps on Safik Rabbanan Lekula, even Lechatchila, like we find Tosis Shita by Sfiras HaOmer and Ben Hashmashas. One question at a time, yeah. Because Chazal already lifted that Issa D'Araisa. How were they allowed to do that? It's a good question. But Chazal already lifted the Isser. So once they lifted the Isser, so that's a question. Can I violate that Isser or not? Yeah. No. I hear what you're asking. Okay. That's a question. Whether or not they lifted the Isser. Okay. But that's the whole nature of the Din D'Rabbanan, meaning you can't say, it's not like Asei Dechalos Zei. No, this is the whole nature of the Isser is you're not Chayiv. Yeah. Oh. Safek Brachah Levatel is a good question. And that the Achronim talk about also. Let's say you have this pair of tzitzis that you're not sure if you're allowed to wear. Would you be allowed to make a bracha on that as well? So, it's a big machlokes harishon whether Brachah Levatel is an Issa D'Araisa D'Rabbanan, Tosa in the Rambam. And if you assume that it's only Nisud Rabbanan, then it's easy to get out of. You say, well, once the Rabbanan said you should be Machmer in a case like this, or Mekel in a case like that, so that the Bracha would follow as well. If you're like the Rambam, it's a little bit more complicated. But it's a good question. The Achronim do talk about it. Is that your question also? Okay.
Also, it would be the same thing by Tzitzis now, but Safek Isser can lie, if you're using
one. Yeah.
It would be the same thing now.
Now what, speak up?
Sheet is across the board, meaning that everybody would hold it up, Safek Isser D'Araisa.
Ah, okay. Good. So there's another place where this comes up, which I'm only mentioning because my father once told me this chiddush from the Emek Bracha, not in this context, but I never would have seen it otherwise, and I'm not sure anyone here would have looked into it either, so it might be kedai just to be aware of. The Gemara has in Adarim Dav Zayin an interesting halacha where it talks about, is there such a thing as hazmana for a beis hakise, which means as follows. You set aside a beis hakise and you say, you know, we have a sugya in Sanhedrin, Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lav Milsa. For some reason, that doesn't really come up in that sugya. I don't know why. So the Abnei Nezer discusses that, why it's not the same as the sugya in Sanhedrin. But over here in Nedarim, the Gemara has the discussion about whether this is Hazmana for a Beis HaKiseh, meaning we know that we're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in a Beis HaKiseh. Let's say I never use the Beis HaKiseh, but I say, I'm designating this room in the house. I have an architect here who's designing the whole house, and we set this room aside. This is going to be the Beis HaKiseh, and he already puts in all the appliances and everything. We know what it is. Nobody used it yet, but we know what it is. So are you allowed to use that place or not? Well, I designated it Pepeh. I said I want this to be a Beis HaKiseh. So the Gemara says that already has the status of a Beis HaKiseh. You're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in it. Fine. Now says the Gemara, another Shiloh. Is there a din of Yad LeBeis HaKiseh, which means I designate this room. I'm going through the house with the architect, and I say, well, I want this room to be the Beis HaKiseh, and this room should be like that. So I don't say outright, I want this room also to be a Beis HaKiseh like the first room. No. I say, yesh yad the Beis HaKiseh or ein yad the Beis HaKiseh. Meaning, if I just say I want this room to be like that room, is that good enough to say that that's already designated as a Beis HaKiseh as well, and I would not be allowed to say Divrei Torah in that room or not? That's the Gemara Safek, that's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara comes out as Sveka the Din, and we're not sure. What's the Halacha? Says the Ran. Well, since the whole Shaila is a Safek Durabanan, what's the Safek Durabanan? Midaraisa, we assume, b'haya machanacha kadosh. When there's actual tzoa in front of you, when there's something in erva in front of you, so l'yir b'chay erva's davar, b'haya machanacha kadosh dictates, midaraisa, you're not allowed to say divrei Torah. Now when you have a beis hakiseh that wasn't even used yet, that's just an extension of that din daraisa. That's just the din darabanan that a beis hakiseh already, that's hasmana milsa, right? If you already set aside a beis hakiseh, that already doesn't allow you to say divrei Torah. It's a din darabanan, not a din daraisa. Well, says the Ran, when I have a din derabanan and it's a sveka d'dina, whether or not we say yesh yada beis hakiseh, you have a right to be mekel. In that second room, the second beis hakiseh, which you didn't say explicitly is going to be set aside as a beis hakiseh, says the Ran, you have a right to be mekel. Now, says the Rambam, not so. Zok the Rambam, hayushnei batim, zimin echan ram the beis hakiseh. Let's say I have two rooms in my new house. One of them I set aside beferish and I said I want this to be a beis hakiseh. Va'amar al hasheni, I say on the second room, zeh Harei Hasheni Safek. I'm sorry. And I say Vizet. I say on the second room, oh, by the way, and this too. So what do you mean this too? Does that already take on the status of a Beis HaKiseh just because he said, I want this room to be like that room? So he says, Harei Hasheni Safek, because the Gemara is a Sveka Dedina, Yesh Yad Beis HaKiseh or not. And the Gemara says, the Rambam Paskins, the Fikach, and Karim Bo Lechatchila, one would not be allowed to say Divrei Torah in there because it's a Sveka Dedina, not like the Ran. The Ran says, Savi Darban Lekula, no problem. Says the Rambam, no, you're not allowed to. Zok de Beis Yosef, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why does the Rambam say you're not allowed to be karba lechatchila, but im karba yatsa? So he says, well, the reason is because the Rambam holds you can't rely on Safi Darban Lekula lechatchila. So yes, the Ran is correct that Safi Darban Lekula, and we have a Sveik of the Dina here, so you should be Mekel. However, you're going to go ahead and Dafka go and choose to say the Divrei Torah in that room, which is a Safek Derabanan. You don't have a right to rely on Safek Derabanan Lekula Lechatchila, and therefore says the Beis Yosef, that's where the Rambam holds, you would not be allowed to say Divrei Torah in that room because it's a Safek Derabanan, but Lechatchila you can't be Mekel. Well, what's up Shat in the Machlok is the Ran and the Rambam. What's this all about? The Ran holds you're allowed to be Mekel in Safek Derabanan, the Rambam holds you can't. So the Pshat is like this. There's a Yisodis the Geshayla, what's this halacha v'haya machanecha kadosh? What's the nature of this din derabanan that you're not allowed to go and say Divrei Torah in a place like that? So if it's in front of real tzaya, in front of a real erva, we assume that's the din deraisa of lo yir ervas dover. But over here where it's not, what's the pshat? What's the understanding of this din derabanan? Take for example, the Achronim have a discussion, let's say you have somebody who's chavush bebeis ha'asurim. Somebody who's in a jail, he's not getting out, solitary confinement, they don't even give him a beis hakiseh. So this room is dirty, disgusting, filthy. It smells everything, but he got used to it, right? So this is where the person is. So the question is, should he go the rest of his life and never say Kriya Shema, never daven? That's the question the Achronim raise. Well, on the one hand, you'll say, the din, I'm not allowed to violate the din. On the other hand, I have the essay of Kriya Shema. Every single day you're going to violate the din of Kriya Shema for the rest of your life? How can you say such a thing? So this is a shayla in the Achronim. Some Achronim say, well, anesar chamadu patri. In which direction? I would have said Anas Rachman Apatri, you don't have to say Kriya Shema. No, they say Anas Rachman Apatri that, yeah, the Torah says you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in a place like this, but what can I do? I'm stuck in a place like this. I want to say Kriya Shema, so you're allowed to. They use Anas Rachman Apatri in the opposite direction. So this is what some Achronim want to say. So the Emek Bracha, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, points out, how can you say such a thing? What do you mean? That's not the case. It's not that Chazal, he says you can clear, you can think about what exactly is the nature of this Isra of not saying Divrei Torah in a Makom Kaddish? Is the din on the one hand that every time you say Divrei Torah, you should try to say it in a very nice, mechubedek place, to be mechabed the Torah? Or is the din that Chazal instituted now there's an Isra for you to say Divrei Torah in a Makom that's not Kaddish? How do you understand the nature of this Isra Durabana? That's the question. So says the Emek Bracha, you can't say Onus Rachmana Patri and allow the person to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because that's not just a Safek Derabanan. There's an Isser here. There's an Isser for you to recite Divrei Torah in a place like this. And since Chazal didn't just tell you it's Midin, covet to Divrei Torah, it's more than that. Chazal said there's an Isser to say it in a place like this, and he says you don't have a right to rely on Safek Derabanan Lekula. So now take that back to our discussion of the Ran and the Rambam. The Gemara has a Machlokas. Should we assume that Yesh yad beis hakise or ein yad beis hakise. Says the Gemara, sveik of the din, and we don't know what the psak is. Says the Ran, well, you have a right, safik derban lakula, no problem. Go ahead, you can be mekel, say the Beit Torah in that second room, because we assume sveik of the din, safik derban lakula is fine. The Ran says, no, how can you say such a thing? Can't say safik derban lakula lechatchila. Well, perhaps the yisod of the machlokis is, what is the nature of the whole Isra of Ahayim Achanecha Kaddish? What is the nature of this whole din that you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in a Makom Metunav? Is it that it's Midin Kavod Divrei Torah? That's the way the Ran understands. So Chazal instituted a din, Midin Kavod Divrei Torah. No, so if I have a case like this, Sveik Adina, Savik Dirabanan Lakula is like any other Mitzvah Dirabanan. Chazal said over here, you have a Mitzvah Dirabanan to say Divrei Torah in a Makom Kaddish, in a nice kosher place, in a nice place that's clean. So if you learn like that, then the Ran makes a lot of sense. But if you learn like the way the Emek Bracha says, that not just Chazal said, we didn't covet Sefer Torah, you should go and try to do it in a place like that. But more than that, there's an Isser to say it in a place which is not Kadosh. If you learn like that, then the Rambam makes a lot of sense, the way we've been describing. You don't have a right, like the Stipler says, you don't have a right to rely on Safik Derabanan Lekula Lechatchila in a place where it's bordering on an Isser Derabanan, not just the Mitzvah Midrabanan. Yeah. Yeah. In which direction? Right, so the Emek Bracha has a lot of kashas on that whole story. He doesn't like it in the first place. Mitzvah Baba Avera, I'm not sure that we can use that principle, because Mitzvah Baba Avera, the way the Achronim explain it, is it has to be in a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, there are provisions for Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's not so simple that you can just say it anywhere. It might be a different thing that you want to use of what we would call Zevach Rasham Toeva, that a person's doing something in an improper way, so we consider that like Zevach Rasham Toeva. Imagine you come to the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon, it's a Baal Mum, so you say, okay, so it's better that I bring something than nothing. So the Gemara says Zevach Rasham Toeva, meaning that's a Toeva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not just allowed to break the rules and do whatever you want because, well, I may as well do something. So maybe this case that you're mentioning, maybe that's Midin Zevach Rasham Toeva, not Midin Mitzvah Baba Avera. There's another very important discussion as to whether we can rely on Safik Derabanan Lekula by a case of a Schazek Isura. Take, for example, like this. The Taz writes in Yeruday that there was a story that a woman came to him with the following Shaila. She went ahead and she forgot to salt the meat before going ahead and cooking it. So now she has meat that's full of blood, and we know blood is an Issa Deraisa. But Dam Shebishlo, once you bake the blood, we assume that's only an Issa Derabanan. Why that is a whole, when we learn Yeruday, we'll talk about it. But Dam Shebishlo, it's clear, is only an Issa Derabanan. So now she comes to the Taz and she says, what do? I forgot to salt the meat before I put it in the oven. Now I cooked it, and it already had all the salt inside of it, but now it's only Dam Shebishlo, it's only Issa Derabanan. So she asked the Taz, what should he do? On the one hand, it's a Schazek Isura. This meat was always Issa because it was Becheskas Eina Maluach. It was never salted, and it had blood through and through. Now, Safik Derabanan Lekula. So that was a shaila that the Taz got. She's not sure if she salted it enough or not. Sorry, did I say that? She wasn't sure? I said that she didn't. Okay, so the Taz says the case. She wasn't sure if she salted it enough. So now, what are we dealing with? Dam Shebishlo is only Issa Derabanan, and you have a Safik on an Issa Derabanan, but it's a Schazek Isura. Till now, we assume the meat was treif. Why? Because it had blood rushing through it, blood all over the place. And you didn't do the Malicha. And now you have a Safik whether or not you did it. So you should say it's a Safik Derabanan Lekula, but says the Taz, no, it's a Schazek Isura. So you don't have a right to be Mekel in a case like that. I'm sorry, so this is the Shaila that the Taz has. Turns out there it's a Machlok is the Shach and the Taz. Do you have a right to be Mekel on Safik Deraisa Lechumra? I'm sorry, on Safik Derabanan Lekula, even in a case where it's Keneged Schazek Isura, it's Keneged the Chazak. And that's exactly the case. So they want to bring a Raya from the Gemara Psachim Daf Dalet. The Gemara says like this, Baumi Neimer Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, with regard to Bedikas Chametz. Hamaskir bayis the chaver barba asar. Let's say I rent a house from somebody on the 14th of Nisan, and it's Erev Pesach. So does that person have to go ahead and check the house, or should we assume that the original owner checked the house already before he sold it? This is the Gemara Shaila. Ches kasar baduk, or in ches kasar baduk? Well, they say as follows. What do you mean? There's a cheskas chametz on this house, right? Because you're eating chametz, you're having Cheerios the whole year. So you have a cheskas chametz on the house. You're not sure whether or not the house was checked, right? What's the shaila about bedikas chametz? It's only a shaila derabanan, because midaraisa you could be mevatel the chametz. So that whole gemara is discussing a suffix on an issa derabanan. right? Because the whole din is bedikas chametz only midrabanan. Midaraisa bitala amasagi, it could be mevatel the chametz, it's good enough. So I have a shailan and derabanan, and the Gemara says, well, we have to figure out, should we assume cheskas abadik, cheskas gaini abadik, because Gemara goes into a whole shaila, brings rais back and forth. What's the shaila? What do you mean? You have a din derabanan, safi derabanan lakula. Zakta shach, what you see from here is, since it's a chazik yisur, because all year long, this house has Cheerios all over the floor, so now you can't rely on safi derabanan lakula, because safi derabanan lakula wouldn't work against this chazik yisur. Good raya? Okay, so this is an interesting raya. This is an interesting discussion. You come to another case, that Tzlach has a shayla in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there has a machlokes, should we assume saying Kriya Shema every day is a din d'oraisa d'rabbanan? So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, it's only d'rabbanan, you're not mechuyev every day. Says the Gemara, Safik kara Kriya Shema, Safik lo kara. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein achoz v'kare. Why not? Only d'rabbanan, Safik d'rabbanan l'kula. Frek that Tzlach, I don't understand. You had a schazik chiyuv. You started off this morning. Were you mechuyev to say Kriya Shema or not? Yeah. Even though I'm in the Rabbanan, but you're mechuyev to say Kriya Shema. Now, you're not sure, oh, did I actually say Kriya Shema or not? So, according to the Shach, how do you explain that Gemara? That's the way that Tzlach presents the Kasha. If you learn that you cannot rely on Safik Rabbanan Lakula, Keneged Eschazik Yisura, then how does the Shach explain that Gemara? The Gemara says, if you hold that Kriya Shema is only a mitzvah midrabanan, then if somebody is not sure if they recited Kriya Shema, they don't have to go back and say again. Why not? What do you mean? Because Safed Rabban Lakula. Frektet Tzlach. What do you mean Safed Rabban Lakula? The Shach just told us, Safed Rabban Lakula, Hakam is Chazik Yisuri, you don't have a right to rely on it. So how can he say such a thing? Over here you is Chazik Chiyuva, all day long you knew, you woke up in the morning, I have to say Kriya Shema. Now you're not sure if you said it, so you should go back to the Cheskas Chiyuv, and you can't rely on the Safed Rabban Lakula. New, what do you want to say? Lamda Shateretz, no? Oh, what does that mean? Meaning, who said, some Achronim answered like this, who said that Eschazik Yisur and Cheskas Chiyuv is the same thing? It's not the same thing. The Shach only said he can't rely on Safed Rabban Lakula when we're talking about Safed Rabban Lakula against Eschazik Yisur, like the case of the Basar Shein HaMaluach, or the case like that, whatever, those kind of cases. The case of the Cheskaso and Abadik of the house on Erev Pesach. But in our case, what are we talking about? A cheskas chiv on a mitzvah, that's the same as a chazik yisura, and they bring a raya as follows. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Lamates. Hamocher tefillin u'meyit shahayu shel adam gadol. I'm being mocher tefillin, and I say, oh, I want you to know, ooh, these were Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin, by the way. Chashav tefillin. Actually, he had that story in the White Shul. Somebody wanted to buy Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin after he passed away. Okay, so Rabbi Yashiv's family wanted to rip him off and charge him like $50,000 for the tefillin. Because they knew they had a wealthy relative in Lawrence. So let's rip him off. So that was a good shaila. Anyway, if you want to know, my father's such a litvak. So I asked him, you know, what he thought. So he's like, why would you buy Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin? I said, I don't know, it's Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin. He's like, what's so good about them? Why don't you just get a new pair of tefillin from a sofer for $50,000 less? That's a lot more mahuder. Anyway, so here's the Shulchan Aruch passage like this. Hamokher tefillin u'meyit shahayu shel adam gadol. Let's say I'm selling tefillin, and I say, by the way, I want you to know, these are Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin. Neman, so I'm believed. I'm believed to go and say, it's Rabbi Yashiv's tefillin, they're kosher, everything's good. Veinam tzrichim bedika, you don't even have to look into them. Shechazaka al osu adam gadol shelo hotzi mitachas yadu devar sheinu mesukin. Rabbi Yashiv would never give me tefillin that were puzzled. Doesn't make sense. Sometimes he doesn't know. Okay, so we assume the guy is wearing kosher tefillin, and obviously adam gadol wouldn't trick you like that. Edechonam bisurim kol hechad alo eschazik yisur. Says the Rush. And an Eidechad has an Emanus anytime it's not as Chazik Yisur. So what do you mean? The Acharonim say like this. An Eidechad would be believed here to say, these tefillin are kosher. Why? Because there's no Cheskas Yisur. What do you mean? But I have a Cheskas Chiyuv. I woke up this morning, God told me I have to wear tefillin today. Am I going to fulfill my Chiyuv of wearing tefillin today or not? Well, I'm taking this pair of tefillin. I'm believing somebody who comes along and tells me that the tefillin are kosher. Why should I believe him? I have to reshon him say, Eidecha does not believe Keneged Chazaka. Keneged Chazak Yisura. Right? Tosis and Gittin, that base. So I have to reshon him say, you don't have a right to believe in Eidecha when he's saying something Keneged Chazak Yisura. So over here, he's saying something which is going to impact my Cheskas Chiyuv that I had this morning. I woke up in the morning, God told me you got to wear tefillin. So am I Yotze, my mitzvah of wearing tefillin or not? Well, I'm relying on the Eidechad. What right do I have to rely on the Eidechad? Ayitz Keneged HaChazaka. What you see clearly from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that Eschazik Yisura and Cheskas Chiyuv of a mitzvah are not the same. Why? Because even though the Rosh assumes that an Eidechad would not be believed against Eschazik Yisura, The Rosh does assume that you would be believed to get a person out of his cheskes chiv on a mitzvah. And if that's the case, then you come back to argue over here. Rabbi Yehuda says in Brachos that Kriyashma, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, is only midrabbanan. Aye, so Savik Kar Kriyashma, Savik Lo Kar, you're not mechuyif to say again, because Savik Darban Lakula. Aye, Frektislach, Shomu Shamayim, what do you mean you're not mechuyif to say again? Aye, you had a cheskes chiv, you woke up in the morning mechuyif to say Kriyashma, were you mekayim your chiv or not? So that's like Ischazik Yisura, and the Shach already told us that you don't have a right to say Savik Darban Lakula against Ischazik Yisura. Well, the Achronim answer, the Teretz is, Ischazik Yisura and cheskes chiv on a mitzvah are not the same thing. Ischazik Yisura, you're right, like the Shach says, you don't have a right to rely on it, and we say Savik Darbanan Lakula would not apply in a case like that, because Savik Darbanan Lakula cannot be used against the cheskes Yisur, against Ischazik Yisura. But Savik Darbanan Lakula can be used, even though it's going to have an implication against the Safek cheskes chiv on a mitzvah, because those two things are not the same, and that's what we prove from this din in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot more to say. I see we're way out of time. And just reminding everyone, on Wednesday, Rabbi Yeager will give a Chabura to our Kolo. Maybe tomorrow we'll just finish quickly some of what we started off today, because I think it's important in Yanim to be aware of.